And now, it's time for the Grand Canyon University Sports Report, Arizona's private university since 1949, only with Kevin McCabe and friends on The Fan, AM 1060.
It's 2:25 here in the Mountain West. Welcome back to McCabe and Friends, presented by Lerner & Rowe. The big boy Sky telling us it's that time once again. Destination appointment radio, if you will. We bring it to you every Thursday. The Grand Canyon University Sports Report. It's the great campus, 50 years old on the west side, 33rd Avenue and Camelback, blowing up, as the young kids like to say, the result of some great online classes, outstanding academia, an unbelievable Christian atmosphere, and great intercollegiate sports, including their men's tennis team and women's tennis team, and they're coached by the Snake, Greg Prudhomme, and I joke every Greg, it's Kevin McCabe, how are you?
How's it going?
Every year.
Yeah,
I know, but I wouldn't be me if I didn't bring up Don the Snake Prudhomme. And
hey, he's a legend, so it's a compliment.
I know. And how many times I always ask, you know, when you meet somebody like Mandy, and they say, how many times you heard the Barry Manilow? How many times have you been teased about it over the years? Are you related, or am I just the lone guy because I'm so old?
No, every year probably another two times.
You're just back from Hawaii.
Yeah.
And this is a two-part question for you here. A, how was the trip? And B, how was tennis?
It was Hawaii, so that answers
this is even makes this even dumber, because, and this is one of the things I keep telling people about Grand Canyon University, their teams travel and play in Hawaii, a great recruiting tool. Does Hawaii ever get old?
It hasn't yet. It hasn't yet.
It's kind of like ice cream, huh?
I eat ice cream every day.
Okay, now, and the trip, let's begin, let's talk about your men's team. Ranked fourth in the West, 22nd in the country. What's been the key to their success early? Is it simply believing and confidence? They've had the talent, but just going with their game, having that confidence and the belief?
Sure. I mean, you know, we have stronger players too. I mean, we've recruited better players in, but the coaching staff and I have, even from the first day, and we were building the program from the ashes, we tried to build a culture of attitude and effort, and like I talked to you last year and year before, when we were losing a lot, we were judging ourselves on other criteria than just the result, because we knew if we could meet those other criteria through the process that we were taking, it was going to pay off. And so this year it's paying off.
You're starting to see it. Let me ask you about some of your players. Freddie Schulzel, coming off his first loss of the year, he's been sensational. How brilliant has he been this year?
Very. Yeah, he's the team captain. He's such a great leader. The guys love looking up to him. And, yeah, he's just been really strong on the court. He's really learned what his game plan is, and he's maximized it. The individual rankings haven't come out, but I think they have him slated somewhere around the top 20.
Wow.
Individually. So, yeah, it's huge.
A kid from Germany, and then also you got a kid from France, Steph Murray, also playing well for you here?
Yep. He's only got one loss on the year, I believe, and him and Freddie combine for the number one doubles team, and they're going to be top 20, 30 in the country doubles as well in the next individual ranking.
Wow. Now, and I think, correct me, Freddie also double dips in soccer as well. He's got some mad skills there.
Very much so, yeah. I mean, when you get a German, that's usually what you're going to get.
Oh, I love it. So so Drock is over there. He's going, okay, don't wear him out. On the, we got to
exactly.
And do you have to be tri or quad lingual, be German, French, or is tennis the international?
I'm getting there. Yeah, well, you know, we back to Hawaii, we have that was the first time we've had a winning record in Hawaii. We beat the top 20 team in BYU and took out Hilo and lost by the slimmest margin to Hawaii Pacific, and they've been as high as 11th in the country this year. But, you know, we did it with three Americans in the lineup. We did it with Ahmad Salim, who was the Arizona 5A state champ.
Yes.
And we had Kevin Anderson, who's played at Cactus Shadows. Dad's the head pro, Eric Anderson, at Desert Highlands. And we had a Washington State player, William Herbert, who was returning. So we have a nice blend of the international. We've got the locals, we've got Americans, but it would help to speak French and or German.
Oh, I love it. You mentioned, though, what about the women's team, ranked 15th in the country?
Yeah.
And they're rocking it. They're 14-2, and they're just, how big have they been this year, and how much have they just taken it to the next level?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, they have two Division I wins, which we've never had. The guys took out NAU the first season of the match, so that was That was really big time for us.
They're my fighting lumber. No, congratulations. That's great. That's great news.
So the women, it's the same thing. You know, we've got Kayla Knopf from Pinnacle High. We've got Stephanie Haldeman from Centennial, who kind of grew up playing here at Paseo Racquet Center, where our home courts are. But, yeah, the same thing. I mean, it's really nice. The last big win we had was the first time we beat Sonoma State in many years, and we were down to the last match. And I looked across the court and saw, you know, a German, a French gal, a Dutch gal, and an American. They were sitting there, and, you know, you could see right through the cultures and the language to the Grand Canyon team. It was really nice to see.
I love to hear that because it's I've emphasized, and you have too, because you've done such an unbelievable job of building tennis here in Arizona. We've got great players, cultivating them, but also going internationally and spreading this great word of Grand Canyon. Kat Mittag, from Hamburg, Germany, another import, doing a great job as well.
She's solid. Yeah, she's so solid. She's also playing number one. She's going to be in the 20s. In the next individual ranking, and just getting a lot of good wins. And, gosh, only a sophomore, you know, to get to keep building the program around her over the next 3 years is going to be great.
Now, they've got the women have the PacWest Championships coming up. Is a realistic goal win the PacWest Championships and NCAA title? I mean, these are realistic things that are maybe not talked about, but in the back of your mind, aren't they?
Absolutely. You know, I'd say 2 years ago, hey, we were just, you know, we had 61-year-old Sheila. We had Mandy. And, you know, in our own right, we were winning matches and making a name for us more than just for my recruiting stunts. But who would have thought that in just a year and a half, 2 years, that what you're saying is realistic?
It's great. I really salute. I mean, we did, and we need to remind people. This is just a 3-year, 4-year-old program that was playing. They were playing people that had some eligibility. Like 61-year-old player.
Yeah.
And she was great, and she was awesome.
Yeah.
So I love that. But now that you're competing at the highest level and getting interest, you coach the men's and women's teams. Does it get tough bouncing back and forth, or does it help when you've got a great staff? And I'll kind of let you lead into that. And so who helps you out?
It's not tough for me. I'm sure it's really tough for the guys and girls. I'm sure when I walk off the guys' court and start telling the girls what I tell the guys, they're looking at me like I'm speaking a foreign language, which I am. But no, I have Miley Carr. He was the starting center at Grand Canyon University for the basketball team. I'm sorry, guard, not center. He's not that tall.
Yeah.
He was a starting guard there, and what a professional guy. He's been, you know, so helpful. He's a huge student of the game of tennis and very passionate, so that's been great. And then, you know, Nick was with me, Nick Legros from France. He was with me close to the beginning and really helped get this program off and running. So these two guys have been invaluable to us.
And I say, you've obviously got, I mentioned, all, you know, all the great Europeans, and you mentioned your own Steph Haleman from she came all the way to Grand Canyon, came all the way in from Peoria.
From down the road.
How much, the recruiting process now? I mean, I know you've got your tabs because you're one of the elite. You've built great junior programs here. And I my daughter played softball across the street from Paseo, so I went over and checked out all your stuff, and I love what you're doing. He's Greg Prudhomme, and I know you still haven't lost touch with all your the families and people who you've nurtured all the way. You got them dialed in, but how the recruiting? How is it going now? You're getting the calls around the world, around the country, tapes, videotapes, those kind of things. Hey, you're on the map?
Absolutely. Oh, it's hardly a day goes by anymore. You just can't go wrong with Grand Canyon. I mean, a lot to do with the success that we're having with the tennis team is I'm just trying to keep up with the Joneses of the rest of the Grand Canyon Athletic Department.
Yeah, yeah.
The vibe there, the enthusiasm, you know, Brent and Brian and Stan and then, you know, Keith and Ruth Ann and the athletics. It's just such a great culture that they're all starting over there. And there's so many teams performing well that, you know, there's success breeds success. So that's helped with our program. That motivates all of us coaches. And with the weather here, with the facilities, with the private education, not a day goes by where I'm not getting videos and letters from locals and overseas.
Well, you're doing it the right way. You're coaching them up and now getting some talent, and they're going to the next level. A dumb question, and maybe shouldn't put you on the spot with this, the beautiful brand-new Kevin McCabe Arena going over there, and I know they haven't released that that's what the name is going to be, but that's the talk.
Wow.
Any chance? I mean, I remember the old indoor tennis and watching Christian Kemmershaw, the old Coliseum, and Chris Everett Lloyd. Any chance of playing any matches indoors over there? And let's or no, or is that not even now?
I'll talk to Russ Pennell about that.
There you go. No, don't. We'll sneak it by him. I've snuck the name.
Hey, if that's the name, I'll ask you.
Yeah, I've snuck that by a lot of people already. So, hey, Greg, I do. We have you on once a year, and he's Greg Prudhomme, and you're a great friend of the program, but also just a great friend of tennis, and it's a great sport.
Thanks, Jeff.
No, I mean that, and I don't know you personally, but I know all your peeps. And I know a lot of the families that you've coached with, and I just, even for those who don't go, and I say this too, and you know this, even for those who don't go on to the next level, you've taught them how to win and play the game the right way and become better people as a result of it. And I love that. I love it.
Thanks. Well, that's definitely the underlying theme in my career, let alone the coaching at Grand Canyon. If it wasn't for more than just, you know, winning a match, then I don't know if I'd be earning a good living. So
yeah, I still want to be like Mac. I want to throw the racket. I know about it, but
well, sells tickets.
Okay, it does. Hey, Greg, keep up the great work. We'll be in touch, and let's bring home some big time. I'm pushing you. Bring home some trophies this year, okay?
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Thanks for all you do for us.
Oh, it's great. It's Greg Prudhomme, and we joke give you a little information, not, you know, Russ Pennell in basketball and women and Sam Murphy, who, oh, by the way, Phoenix Suns, for all the wrong they did last night against Oklahoma City, and it was a lot. In fact, they just shut it down. They did not play. They gave up 54% for Oklahoma City. For all the wrong they did, they did do one thing right. They honored Samantha Murphy, our friend, my old girlfriend from Grand Canyon University, the Division II Women's Basketball Player of the Year, and gave her a great round of applause down there. I just think that's neat, and I'm glad they acknowledge it. Awesome stuff, Phoenix Suns. You do stuff like that. As I mentioned the other day, with ASU's National Champions in Wrestling, and Grand Canyon on the same level as well, so I salute that. Hey, one other note before we go here, and we'll get a preview of what's coming up in Calling All Sports here in just a couple of minutes. I did get a unique email from one of the fans in regards to my commentary yesterday in regards to the Fiesta Bowl and the fallout with John Junker. And I said, well, let me reiterate, 3:30 newscast on your notion that John Junker and Fiesta, this comes from Jim and Chuck in Phoenix, I'm sorry. Questionable actions since corporations, and I used Intel, which is wrong of me. I just suggested one of these major corporations. That was wrong. That Intel, example, do this sort of thing all the time. Let's be picky. The laws and regulations that Junker and co-broke is the price of being a tax-exempt organization. By the way, corporations caught bribing politicos in foreign countries are routinely fired. The bottom line, they got caught, they're routinely fired. So that's fine. I understand that many in the media are sad about the Fiesta scandal, and they grew up with it, or volunteered with it, or in your case, covered it. That's understandable, but comparison to profit-making corporations doesn't work. Absolutely right. And I was wrong in the fact that because they are not. They're a non-profit organization. And that's what may have given the Teflon John Junker, the freedom to run wildly because the money was flowing so well and there were not tax problems that they were facing each year. But my only comparison was this, is that a lot of this stuff in big-time major corporations does get shoved under the rug, that there are similar, you know, there are Learjets G6s a block from me here at Wright Honda flying out every afternoon. And there's corporate presidents and CEOs and bosses. And I guarantee you, there's friends flying along free. I guarantee you there's wives and girlfriends and we're going to a business meeting in New York. And now let's take some girls and go back there. the children, the games, the tickets, that they accept them. That politicians similarly are taking games, going to games courtesy of Intel and Insight and all those major corporations at the arenas and baseball parks. They're sitting in their suites similarly. So that was my comparison. But to compare them to the corporations who do battle taxes and are accountable for that kind of stuff, they just have better tax people and hide them a lot better. Yeah. No, great email, and I appreciate that. I want to acknowledge that they're two different entities in that. But I liken it to, if you don't think this doesn't go on, and if you don't think it doesn't go on in all the other bowl games, then you, I got some, what I got some ski area here in Phoenix to sell you. I got ski area. I don't want to go beachfront property. I've got ski area at Camelback Mountain. There's great skiing to sell you. And I'm done with the whiteout, by the way. Did I mention that earlier? I'm done with the whiteout. And anybody who's on board with the whiteout, oh, it's really cute. The coyotes don't even wear white at home.